when you realized that you were married to a malicious narcissist, when you wake up to it, or when you realize that you were surrounded by a malicious narcissist, you're like, you're thankful you still got your life, you know, when you get away from them. You really can't see it while you're in the middle of it. And you have glimpses of it, but because the interaction is constant, it's hard to see it. There's a lot of people trapped. They're trapped in that cycle of abuse. You can't even have a conversation with, you can't really have a conversation with a narcissist, a malicious narcissist, and have any kind of peace at all. There's no peace, saith the Lord. You can't have a conversation with them. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. You can't even have a conversation with them without it turning into craziness, crazy town, you know. It's sad. And the sad part is they won't change. I got another car in front of me, CCE, 33 CE. It just happened this morning. Now, it's usually when you start seeing tags, a lot of license tags with the same letters, you know, that it's kind of a sign of a universal thing happening. About a year ago or 2 years ago, I saw a comp. It was related to a football league, and I looked that up, and it goes back to like communion of some kind. I can't remember exactly how it unfolds, but now I'm seeing the 33, the union. Yeah, I saw communion before. Now I'm seeing union. And I'm seeing spirit walk. It might be that we're getting ready to see the rapture. I don't know. I hope it happens soon. Get out of this place. I think the top theologians, they say that as soon as the last Christian gets saved, the elect, last one gets saved, it comes to an end, the church age. I'm just thankful I got saved. I look it around me, and these people that are not saved, I really feel sorry for them. They never got born again from above. They're still in the natural. They're still in the flesh mind, and they never got saved. Think about that. If you're saved, you're born from above, born again. You have a new spirit. But the ones who live their whole life and reject Christ, they just get worse and worse and worse and worse. Think about what they're really trying to do. They're trying to survive without God. And so if you're trying to survive without God, what are you going to do? You're going to become more malicious and try to be your own God. You're going to try to create a network that you can be your own God or goddess. And that's why you see the goddess movement. They say they're goddesses. That's so stupid. It's not even. They call themselves a goddess. That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, really. I can't even talk to somebody like that. I can't even be in their presence for like 2 seconds. I gotta walk away. Goddesses. It's not maybe I'm not out much, but it don't seem to be as a big thing. Used to see it on their cars and all that. I don't see it on their cars anymore. Stuff like goddess worship and all that. God knocked them down, didn't he? He took that goddess mindset and knocked it down in the last year, didn't he? 2020. If they really think they're goddesses, they are totally given over to delusions. I mean delusional. I'm talking about I'm talking about to the extreme. Somebody says they're a goddess. Do you not understand how delusional that, for somebody to believe that and to even say it, even if they didn't believe it, but to believe it and say it, how delusional that is? That's the most insane thing anybody could probably say, to be honest. Insane. I'm talking about insanity. I'm not talking about just, I'm talking about insane. Usually as they get older, what's going to happen is their looks are not drawing them in. They're not drawing them in. They're flying monkeys in like before. And if you look at, think about this. So you see Jezebel with her 450 false prophets, and you see Pelosi dressing up in red, and she's got her little false prophets around her. What do you think is going to happen, people? What do you think is going to happen? What happened to Jezebel? She can't escape the judgment of God, really. They can't do it. They might move. They might play a game for a season, but God is God. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. They're not going to escape. You might think they're escaping, but they're not. They're not. They might escape for a season, but that projecting it onto somebody else doesn't last forever. Doesn't keep going forever. You might say, well, O.J. Simpson got by with it. Did he? The whole world knows he did it. It did so easily. He didn't get by with it. Nobody trusts him anymore. The whole world knows he did it. You see the difference between O.J. Simpson and Tony Dorsett, right? So, Tony Dorsett saved man, and he wasn't getting involved in all the stealing and the shooting and the murders and all that because he's saved. But you see what happened with OJ. He went down and got with the wrong crowd, and so the wrong crowd's always going to throw you under the bus because they fight amongst themselves. They're going to fight amongst themselves. Very strange that Tony Dorsett's numbers, I think, were 33, which goes back to Amos 3:3. I don't know what O.J. Simpson's numbers were, but well, maybe I'll look it up later. But it should be interesting to see what his number, his jersey numbers were. It's all theater from the spirit realm, and each person is playing their role. You know, I mean, people who wrote the Bible, they were, you know, Moses killed a man, Apostle Paul, Saul chased down the church till God changed his name, try to kill the church, persecute the church. God said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I'm the one you're persecuting in the body of Christ. People think that they're doing it. People think they create their own destiny. I mean, really, think about that. Jesus had God had a plan for Jesus, and he followed his script. He followed it to the T. And man thinks he can create his own destiny when God is actually doing the work through the person. It's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. Hello? Uh-oh. That's the Bible verse. It's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. Hello? And they're telling you, you can write your own destiny. I don't think so. You might be able to write in the script some things, but if God allows you to do it, it's because that's his plan. But he can slow you down and stop you anytime. You're going to write their own script. There's a lot of gurus. They really believe that they wrote their own script. And the devil's just the devil's letting them promote their lies. The guru lies, you know. The devil's letting them go down that path, and he's helping promote it. God has nothing to do with that. They're children of the devil, so the devil's going to promote them up. They think they're writing their own destiny in this repeat cube system. It's a repeat cube 666 system, and they think they're writing their own destiny. Now, how is that even... If Jesus followed his script, remember what the devil said? Worship me and I'll make you give all these kingdoms to you. And Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And so these gurus who never crack up the Bible, they can't rightly divide the word, they actually believe that they're creating their own destiny in a God's creation, and the devil is just promoting them for a season as they go down that path straight to hell, you know, hell in a handbasket, because they're teaching false doctrine and they're trying to make proselytes, twofold children of hell, proselytes following after them. So they're going to hell, and they're trying to make a proselyte follow them straight to hell with them. I mean, think about that. And they think they're right in their destiny, and in a way they are, because they're going straight to hell. They choose that. But if the devil, Illuminati devil, promotes them, lifts them up in this world, it's not because it's something to be proud of, you know. Whether you're what's her name? A Michael Jackson or a Perry, what was her name? Lady Gaga. What's the other girl's name? Poppy. Oh yeah, she's writing her own destiny, all right, straight to hell. And the devil's laughing at her the whole time, making her think she's doing it. The Illuminati uses the same tool that the devil uses, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So if you want to be like the world, the devil will let you have it. The flesh, the devil will let you have it. Pride of life. But when you sign your soul over to the devil and you end up burning in hell, don't blame God. You made the choice.